Hi, friends. We greet you again today. It's always a joy, pleasure on our part to come from our place to your place. I trust wherever you are that we find you in good spirits today, hopefully in good health and all those things. We're bringing a message today from the Bible, the Word of God, a Christian message, and perhaps one of the greatest subjects that man could ever think about today in this evil world, and that is the 15 characteristics of true love, taken from the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians in the New Testament. So if you have a Bible, you can turn along and read with us. And incidentally, if you'd like to have this in a printed form to show you what God has to say about love and how we are to display this love to each other, we'd be glad to send this to you free of charge. Just write and say, I'd like the copy of the message on love from the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Let us read, if we may. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, our love I am become as sounding brass and as tinkling cymbal. And he goes on to relate to us the very things that really are not acceptable in the sight of God as far as we displaying our love is concerned. We may have all kinds of talents and abilities, but friend, if we don't have the love of God in our lives, as far as eternity is concerned, it is not going to amount to anything. He said, though I have all kind of gifts and understand the mysteries and have knowledge and all these things and have not charity, said, I really am nothing. And he said, now, though I bestow all my goods, it talks about giving things to people, give gifts, give my goods, my body, to be burned, and if I don't have charity, it profiteth me nothing. So he tells us there in a few sentences or a few verses what really love is not. Now let's talk about the 15 things that love is. First of all, it says love suffers long, and that is true in verses 4, and we'll go through the remaining part of this chapter. So love suffers long. You know, people today, they have what we call a short fuse. They don't have any time for anybody. They don't suffer. They say, my patience has run out. But you know, God's patience never did run out because of you and I. We were sinful. We were aliens and we were unlovable. But yet God's love was long-suffering to us, and we should be long-suffering to our fellow man. We should not lose our patience. We're to demonstrate a type of reflection to people that's not conducive to anger and quick-tempered, but the love that God would have us to have is the love that we accept the character of other human beings as well. And there's something else about this God kind of love that he gives you and I. Now, we cannot display the very love of God in the fullest extent that he did. Now, the God kind of love is what we call agape love, and God loves us without expecting anything in return. Most usually, if we love somebody, we want something in return. But the God kind of love, he loves us without anything. He doesn't look for anything, but God certainly would like us to return his love to him. So we may not be able to display the God kind of love, the agape love, but my friend, we can love one another as God teaches us in his word. Here's something else about the love. It is kind. So it always looked for a constructive way that we might have dialogue with our fellow man. It's, active and it's creative, and it recognizes the needs of other people. So we're to be kind, even to those may not be kind to us. You know, that's how that we're to be tolerant and long-suffering to our fellow man. So we look and we try to contribute to the lives of other people. And then there's something else about this great love, that it envieth not. It is not possessive. You know, people today, most usually, they're looking out for number one. They're looking out for self. Is it going to benefit me? So the kind of love that he's talking about here, it does not exclude or try to control other people, you see, but we are to count people as what they are and who they are, and we do not try to control other human beings, and therefore love does not envy. And there's something else about this great love, and that it vaunteth not itself. It does not seek to impress people with its own selfishness, and that's the great thing about the love of God. We don't display or try to get things for our own personal gain. So we're not out to try to impress people. You know, the world today would say you got to wear the right kind of makeup, the right kind of lipstick, you got to have a certain kind of hairdo, and you got to dress this way or that way. But my dear friend, God looks on the inward part. We may not be so pretty outside. We may have freckles. We may be balding, or we may be tall or short or fat or whatever. But you know, today love that God wants us to have, that we accept a person, a human being, as they are. Something else about this great love, that it's not puffed up. So we're not centered around ourselves. It has the ability and gives other people an ability to change, and we accept change ourselves, and we accept a change about other people. So we just don't get puffed up, and we don't seek out our own importance, and if our own ideas or whatever we have, if we don't get our way about things, we're not to get puffed up, because we are to be long-suffering and kind and not envious. Something else about this great love, it does not behave itself unseemly. So it's always has and displays good manners, has respect for other people. And of course, we leave the results up to God, because we look for Christ's standards in other people, and we should display ourselves in a godly and a Christian-like manner. You know, the Christians are to love our enemies. We love those that hate us, and those that despitefully use us, and if they bid us to go a mile, we should go 2 miles. If they smite us on one cheek, we are to turn the other. You know, this is kind of hard for us sometimes to pray for our enemies, but that's what God says. He said, the seventh thing, it does not seek its own. We're never selfish. We don't seek out things for our own benefit, but we are always concerned about the personal benefits of others. We don't have a wrong kind of appetite about things. We're not looking out for number one, our just self. There's something else. It says it's not easily provoked. You know, we're living in a time and age today that people are very, what we call, touchy. You know, they are hypersensitive, easily hurt. They carry their feelings around on their shirt or whatever. And we should not. You know, the Bible says that we are to be long-suffering, and we're to be tolerant of other people and respect their ideas. And so we are not to take things personally. Everybody, I have wrong views. Other people have wrong views. And so we are to even try to destroy the evidence of past mistakes and misgivings that we may have had against other people. And there's something else. It thinketh no evil. So today, if we are God's children, we are to think the best of people. It said it receiveth not, rejoices not in iniquity. We don't rejoice in other people's failures or shortcomings and in the sin. You know, people today gloat because of evil doing. But my friend, that is not the spirit of a Christian. We are to be tolerant. We don't rejoice in the failures and shortcomings and even evil. The evils that come to you and I today, we're not to rejoice in it, but be to be a tolerant people, and we're to beg for the forgiveness and mercy of God. We rejoice in the truth. That's what I rejoice in. I love truth, and God's word is truth. And if we want truth in our lives today, we rejoice in that, and we're occupied. We should be occupied with spiritual objectives, what thus saith the word of God. Now, something else about this love, it bears all things, has no limits. You know, we give up on people too easily. And so it's today we're to live with the inconsistencies of other people, and we should always seek out the objective that God would have us to seek out. Love without limits, friend, and that loves everybody, believes all things, and that's the next thing. He said we're to believe all things. We know that there's no end to trust. You know, even though people may be hard to trust, but the Bible says that we're to trust them. A person's worth without even questioning. Sometimes we question people and their motives. It hopes all things. Yes, we today are to live in a time when we hope. And then he said we are to endure all things. It's last eternally. So we return good for evil, even if people do not return the things to us as we would like. So all these things, and he said in verses 8 of this wonderful chapter, love or charity never fails. You know, there are all kind of things. Tongues are going to fail. Countries are going to fail. People are going to fail you. There's people can't live up to their promises, and people may have good or great expectations, but sometimes they just cannot do all that they'd like to do. So remember, love suffers long, it's kind, it vaunteth not itself, envieth not, is not puffed up, behaves itself in a proper and a Christian manner, seeks not its own, is not easily provoked, and thinks no evil. It rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the love of Almighty God. So today, would you join me in prayer? God wants to give you this kind of love. If you would just humble your heart today before Him, He can help you to forgive people that you thought you could never forgive in a lifetime. Heavenly Father, thank You for this time of fellowship together around Your blessed Word. I pray, dear Lord, that You'd help and bless those that may be listening today. We'd like to share this with the whole world today in a time of evil and people killing and destroying each other. But, dear Lord, today You love man and want to see us saved. And I pray today, God, for those that may be listening, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. May God bless you is our prayer. If you'd like to have a copy of this message, please write us and request it by name. May God bless you until next time.